Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. And I'm glad that those who are listening now or who will download it later, you know, I want to do something from, you know, from Angel Coaches. And, you know, we're going to take this week and dedicate some of the shows to you guys that are listening and, you know, making things happen or creating things happen to happen in your life. And how do you do that, right? How do you, especially with all this stuff that's going on, you know, in Europe, Paris, and all the families that have suffered and the friends and the families who have suffered, and how do you talk about creating something great and manifesting great things? I think that it starts with mass consciousness, okay? Or one of the ways it starts is with mass consciousness. And what does that mean, right? You're probably saying mass consciousness. What does that mean? And, you know, we can create miracles in our life because they're in escrow for us. God always has the miracles for us, Holy Spirit, you know. But we've got to realize that when we tap into the consciousness or the ego, then those miracles or that creation is put on hold. So what I'm really asking God and the angels and the Holy Spirit to really guide me in this conversation. How do we change that? And what do we do so that we can set ourselves apart? And with prayer and meditation is a way to start too as well. And wake up in the morning saying, oh no, what are they going to say today about, you know, something that's happened? Instead of saying that, we say, how can we support and be a part of the solution rather than being part of the problem? Because when you sit there and you say, oh, my God, what's going on? This world's falling apart. Then that adds to the world's falling apart mentality, okay? And when you say, okay, we've had this happen, and it's terrible, and I want to send love and joy to the families, or love and identify with them and come from a place of compassion and strength rather than feeling sorry for them. Okay, then we become part of the solution, right? And how can I support my country? How can I support my city? How can I support my, you know, my state to create miracles in my own life? And then when I can create it in my own life, then I can help others or show others by example how they can create it in theirs, right? So, you know, I was led today to talk about creating miracles and how does that happen. First of all, I think, as I said, you know, stepping away from mass consciousness, like everything is wrong, and talking about what is right with you, right? We are all connected on, you know, without the physical body, but on some level, we are all connected, right? And then the other thing is that because we're all connected, then when we hear about something that's happening like we heard and are part of that, and we have this wonderful military that supports us. And then you go, well, it doesn't. He doesn't support us. The military is. And then you're part of the problem. So you go, you wake up in the morning and maybe you say, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you for whoever you believe in for bringing love and joy to me so that I can share it with others that may not be feeling so loving and joyful. And then maybe you can share it with others that are struggling, you know, with just being in the moment and being present, right? And then you can share it with, instead of complaining about our government and complaining about our you know, our president or any of those, whether we like him or not, he is who he is right now. And you don't change you do not change a situation by complaining about it and what's wrong. You don't say it's right and you don't lie to yourself. But what you can do, okay, is like, how can I make a change myself from coming from a higher place, right? Here's some great leaders that have done that and had a great life. Gandhi, right? He did it without force, you know. Here's some others, you know, so you can think of that. And so, you know, you want a miracle of love and joy and prosperity in every aspect of your life. Instead of waking up, or maybe you do it already, but waking up in the morning and say to yourself, how can I be better today for myself? And because thoughts have energy. And how can I think positive thoughts? How can I think the best I be the best I possibly can? How can I support that my government? How can I support my, you know, my government in the sense of, well, Tori, this is wrong, this is wrong. How can I support my government in being someone who talks about what is right and what we can be rather than what we are not and what's going and everything is falling apart? That's a way to start that, okay? And then what does that look like to you as an individual? Well, that means if you're talking about good stuff and you're talking about what's right and how you want to make a difference and the energy that you're thinking about, you're going to tap into other people that are thinking that same energy. It's already a science. I mean, science meets spirit. What we think about, we create, right? So if you want a better country or you want a better town, you want a better city, you want a better house, you want a better relationship with your children, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, then you start, what can I do to make a difference for me in my life? And how can I think at a higher level? And it's okay if you slip back and you say, how can, you know, I'm falling apart, the world's falling apart, people are hurting people and killing people. And, I mean, there's some really horrible things going on there. But, you know, Victoria's going to do a show on Thursday night where it's talking about switching the balance. Instead of being at 80% negative, maybe if we had a better balance of 80-20, right? 80% positive and 20% not so positive. You know what I mean? And I know there's some horrible things. I know there's some horrible things that have happened. I get that, right? But if we continue to talk about how horrible things are and how things are falling apart, then it's only going to give to that energy even more. And if we talk about feeling sorry for our government, feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling sorry for our city, for our country, then it's going to contribute to that. We are strong deep down inside. We really are. And we just got to bring that up a little bit. You know what I mean? And, you know, we have people that and people in government jobs and in military and in other kinds of jobs that are traveling every day. And I, you know, I have a friend of mine, she's a flight attendant, right? She just flew into Paris and flew out. She says to me, Tori, you know, I can think about what's wrong, but I choose to think about what's right. And I don't think it's my time to go. And she goes, so when I'm thinking and I'm traveling with all these passengers and, you know, and I know that it was difficult, you know, with everybody flying in and out of Paris. I mean, right? I wouldn't want to go to Paris right now, correct? You wouldn't either, would you? She said, what I realize is that I've got to put the energy out there that I am responsible for adding to positive. I am, and I'm not saying bury your head. I want to be clear about that. And I am responsible for sharing some good ideas, some good thoughts, some cool energy, because it's going to find other people. Have you ever walked into a room? Let me give you an idea how this works. Have you ever walked into a room and everything felt negative, right? Right? And, you know, people there, they felt negative, okay? Maybe you went into a funeral. Maybe you went into a place where people, you know, it was a discussion and people were angry. Okay, so thoughts are energy. And so if we get that, then when we get up in the morning, maybe we say three things that we're grateful for. You know, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my relationship with Jesus, God, you know, angels, Buddha, whoever you believe in. And I'm grateful to be present right now. And I'm grateful to be able to be an example of what it's like to feel joy. You know, whatever you want to do, then what happens is that energy that you send out will find other people. And then we all are connected, okay? And also, you know, be aware of what's going on in your government. You know, I think that's important. Who's leaders in your city, your town, your state? You know what I mean? And be a part of the solution and saying, how can I support them? Does it mean that I volunteer doing something? Does it mean I, or whatever? But research that. Be aware of who you're supporting and who the best person is or people are to do certain things. You know, and then when you start living your life like that, then you start creating a great life for yourself. You know what I mean? Where you're able to manifest, you know, but if you're saying, well, I hate this culture, I hate this person, I hate this, what my government, then you're creating a lot of hate and contributing that kind of energy out there. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, it just doesn't. And, you know, I was looking at myself today. I thought, man, I'm super angry. Why am I angry? And, you know, and I said, okay, God, I really don't want to be angry anymore. Help me change this. And you know what? I felt better. and I got an answer to a situation, a challenge, and then I was able to manifest something really wonderful. And it was all because I changed the way I thought. Do you understand? Because as I said, we're all connected. And I really always want to be a part of the solution rather than the problem. Because I promise you this, when you do that, then you're able to create great, you know, love and joy in every aspect of your life, your neighbor's life, right? I love Hallmark Channel, and I'm diversing a little bit here, because they talk about Santa Claus, the miracles of Christmas, and, you know, the holidays. You know, I think Santa Claus is in all of us, right? You know, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, because, you know, when we tap into our higher power and we tap into what's right and we tap into what we would like to see right and then say, okay, God, yeah, I help me get there or show me what to do. God doesn't look at you and say, or look at me or any of us and say, you know what? Oh, that's too big for me. I don't know how to help you. But when we come with an open heart and we just say, hey, I want to help be a part of the solution. Show me what to do. Then I promise you this, man, I'm going to cry now, that God's going to show us all what to do, okay? And then that's where you start seeing miracles in your own life, you know? I have a friend of mine, and let me show you how this works. She's an amazing soul. I adore her. She's one of my best friends. And she says to me, you know what, Tari, I can bitch and moan and groan about things and what's wrong. She goes, but I decided to look at myself and thought and see the way I was thinking. And I changed the way I was thinking. And then what happened is when she changed the way she was thinking about relationships and herself and what she always did wrong, then she was able to attract the man of her dream. And now they're experiencing a great love, getting to know each other. And then she was able to give some real positive feedback on what she thinks that we need to do with our you know, our situation that's going on. And then she, you know, do we condemn people? No, we don't condemn them. We educate them. And how do we educate them? By educating ourselves, you know, on what's going on in every aspect of our life, city, state, and we're all part of that, by the way, guys. We are all part of the solution. Or don't bury your head in the sand, because when you say, "What can I do, God?" God's going to say, "Let me show you," and then you'll get a knowing about what you need to do. Maybe you get it in prayers, maybe you get it in meditation, maybe you get it when you're listening to music. But I promise you, if we all step up our game and we ask, "What can we do to change things? What can we do to be a part of the solution?" and realize that we have that ability inside of us because we're all connected to God. Wow, is that not cool? And then we can make a huge difference there. So that's where you start seeing miracles, you know, nationwide, worldwide, dimension-wide, universe-wide, whatever, and also in your own life, like my friend. You know, she's got the love of her life, and where she's able to think more clear and say, this is what I'd like to do to contribute back to helping this situation, to help the shift change happen, you know, in consciousness, right? Because we can live in ego where, you know, in the 20th century, I mean, what, 22 million people were, I don't even know, I can't remember the number now, we as a human race, or as a race, we killed 22 million of our own people, right? And so that's an ego. So we're a part of that mass consciousness, right? How do we change that? We just stand up and we look at the whole situation. We say, okay, I want God, I want you to help me to know how I can be part of the solution. How can I change? How can I help? How can I change myself? And in changing myself, I'll be an example, because it's not your job to change people. It's your job to change yourself, the man in the mirror, right, like Michael Jackson says. So that's what I'm inviting you guys to do. How can I make a difference? How can I create a difference? Maybe you will be better. How can I change? God, what can I do? Whoever you believe in. And I'd like to see miracles in my life and anyone else who'd like to see a miracle in their life and sign up for it. And then what you're going to see is prosperity in your bank account, in your love life, in your career life, in your awareness of what's going on in your city and town. And you're going to be able to get ideas that make a difference, right? And that's what we all like to do. But burying your head in the sand and saying, this is not for me. Man, you guys, we enjoy some great freedoms here. We really do. We enjoy that. My you know, I come from a military family. I know a lot of you guys do. We're no military people, you know, and we enjoy great freedoms that they fought for, and I'm so grateful for them. So what is it for me to wake up in the morning and say, God, how can I help change the consciousness, make a shift, and help myself to do that? Because one positive thought, by the way, there's a book, Power Versus Force, erases 10,000 negative ones, okay? How cool is that, right? So you smile at your neighbor, you smile at somebody in the drugstore, wherever, and then that you know, they smile back at you, and it changes one, you know, one it changes positive, it changes 10,000 negative ones, just that one smile, right? And, you know, what my daughter and I, we have done in the past is, we used to, I haven't been with her in a while, we used to take and pay the tolls for someone, right? You know what I mean? The guy behind us, right? Tell him pay it forward, or tell him have a great day, whatever you want to do. So those little things like that make a huge difference. And you're like, how can that make a difference with terrorists? How can it not? Okay. So you know what, you guys, and a lot of you have intuition. So instead of that intuition or that ability that you have to tap into things, if you start doing positive things or realizing God is the answer, and your higher power, however you see it, is the answer here, not your ego easing God out, then what happens is that intuition will to a higher level, a higher awareness, and the veil between you and your God, your higher power, becomes really thin. And I think what Whitney said was the best. She said, I don't believe in God. I know God. He's my best friend. She's my best friend, however you see that. So when we start doing that, we go, I know God. She is my best friend. And right? So then you become the solution. I hope this helps you guys, all right? You understand? Because it's all about love. But it's that kind of strong, firm love that is that helps everybody grow. And then when you wake up in the morning, you say, how can I be the solution here today? And just wait the answer, because you'll get an answer. You will. How can I be the solution every day? How can I educate myself and have a higher awareness of what's going on in my home, in the city, in the state, in the country, worldwide? You'll get an answer, I promise you, and then we all become part of the solution. Anyway, Victoria is doing a show on Thursday night at 7 p.m., amazing, amazing show. You know, she's a veteran, and she wrote, if you go to angelcoaches.org, and you can read her blog, which she wrote, such a sweet, strong, firm blog that she wrote about uniting, and that's what we all really need to do. And you go, well, Tree, how's this about me manifesting? Because when you come from that higher vibration, that higher awareness, there's nothing you can't do to manifest goodness and joy, love, prosperity in your life. I just want to end the show like that. You guys, thank you for listening to me. Let's get up in the morning and say, how can I be part of the solution? How can I be part of the shift consciousness? How can I create great things and within my own life and be that example to myself and to others? So I'm going to say a prayer right now, and I hope that's okay. But God and the angels, thank you for helping us all, if we choose, to be a part of the solution and guide us in our endeavors. Guide us with love and joy, and show us how we can be the best we can possibly be. And in doing so, we help others to do the same by being a great example. And I know there's nothing that you can't do. And we say amen, and so it is. Okay, good night, everybody. Remember, Thursday night, 8 p.m., we have Victoria, who's going to be talking about some great things about the government, about this whole thing, what we need to do with the shift consciousness. And you guys won't be disappointed. She had me in tears. She's amazing. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. Bye.